We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Orioles shortstop making his premier appearance on this program anyway. Richie Martin. Richie, good afternoon. Thanks for your time.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Thanks to you. Thanks for joining us. And let's get this out of the way. Had you ever seen anything similar to what happened the other night with Hyder and Chris Davis?
To be honest, no. But, you know, that's a part of the game, and we're going to get past it. And, you know, so it was unfortunate that I was on cameras, but, you know, we're going to move past it, and we're going to keep playing our game.
The Yankees series, and you guys obviously had struggled against them all year long. When it's all unfolding, just give us an idea of, you know, how you keep your head up and how you try to handle it the best you can. And unfortunately, the Yankee fans, they kind of infiltrate Camden Yards. Just give us an idea of what those 3 days were like.
Yeah, you know, the Yankees, they have a great team. You know, they quite possibly have one of the best teams in the league, you know, the Yankees. And, you know, we got another tough series against Houston, so there's no let up. But, you know, going into the series, you know what you're getting into. You know, the Yankees got a great team. And, you know, we're in all those games still about to hit six innings. So that's the bright spot. Now it's just finishing the games and you know, completing on both sides of the ball, pitching and defense and hitting. And hopefully for the season's over, we can take it back to them.
How good was July for you guys? I mean, you finished above 500, or you finished 500, first time the team's done that in almost 2 years. What was going on for you guys in July that made you a competitive ball club?
I think we just played a complete game. You know, we had a really good road trip in Arizona and in Anaheim and San Diego. Everything was just clicking on all cylinders, and I think that's the name of the game. When you get all three aspects of the game going at once, then you have a good shot at winning.
Batting average up to 195. You're hitting .364 here in the month of August. What adjustments have you made at the plate to get yourself creeping closer and closer to 200 and hopefully over it by the end of the season?
Yeah, you know, we've been making a lot of little adjustments. Me, Don Long, and Howie Clark, both the hitting coaches, we've been working at it day in and day out. And it's a process. You know, it's hard to stay away from result-oriented goals, but, you know, that's part of the game. And, you know, keep at it and continue to put the work in and day out. You know, good things will happen.
Let's go back to you coming to Baltimore, drafted in the first round by the A's, Rule 5 guy. Just take us back to Sarasota spring training. I mean, the Rule 5, you have to be on the roster or go back to Oakland, whatever the Orioles chose to do. Just take us to spring training and what that adjustment period was like for you, and, you know, what was Brandon Hyde telling you about your chances of making the team?
Going in, you know, you don't really have too much of expectations. You know, it was a different situation for me. I didn't really even know what the Rule 5 was before last year. And just going into camp, you know, all I could do was play my game and go about my business the way that I know. And, you know, thankfully the O's liked what they saw, so I was able to make the team. But at the end of the day, all I can control is what I do out on the field and just playing my own game.
And coming to Baltimore, Richie, did you view this as an opportunity to get to the major leagues and get yourself some quality at-bats here?
No, absolutely. You know, like I said, whether I was with Oakland or Baltimore, I got to go out and play play well, or they're not going to keep you up here. You know, this is a tough game, very competitive. So, but yeah, it's definitely viewing it as a chance to get to the major leagues. I mean, it doesn't really matter how you get here, as long as you're here, and I'm not complaining about a thing.
Orioles shortstop Richie Martin joining us here on the Fan. Bob Haney with you. Orioles and Astros coming up tonight. You can hear all the action on this here radio station. Talk about your defensive skills. Everybody's applauded you and talked about your glove already being major league quality and the athleticism and everything you bring to the table there. When did you or people that followed your career as a youngster know, like, man, this guy's got what it takes with the glove here?
Wow. I'd have to say probably my sophomore year of college. My glove actually was pretty bad in high school. In my freshman year of college, I think I made over 20 errors my freshman year, and I just remember saying to myself after that year, I didn't want to feel the way I did after the season again. So I mainly have to credit my dad. You know, in the off season and any break time we had, we were always at the field just taking ground balls, working on drills. So I'd have to credit it to my dad and just day in and day out on the field, working on a craft.
Was it more a booting related or throwing related, the errors?
It was both, man. It was both. Everything was, you know, I always had the raw ability, but I think that my philosophy on defense is the only way you're going to get better is just getting the reps. So we'd go out to the field and fill up a bucket, and we'd take hundreds and hundreds of ground balls every day. And, you know, I just put my priority in it. And, you know, I tell myself, I'm going to try to catch every single ball today. And, you know, it's just that work's paid off.
I mean, how natural is it now for you that you put in the work and we watch you play and it's like second nature for you, and some of the athletic plays that you make are pretty impressive. How natural is it now for you to kind of just flow with the game and, you know, understand the plays that you're going to make?
I think it's a mix of both. You know, I think your natural ability will only take you so far. You know, you still, every day I'm out during BP, I take my usual ground balls, and I like to take balls live off the bat from BP hitters, not just fungo hitters. So it's one of those things I've noticed is if you kind of let off the gas pedal and you say, okay, I got it, and you don't go about your normal routine, then slowly those days pile up, and you know you don't feel that natural ability that you usually do. So it's something you got to stay on top of with anything in life, really. You know, as soon as you get content, that's when it kind of bites you in the butt.
Richie, first year in the major leagues, what's it like getting out in the community here in Baltimore, meeting the fans and the kids and all of the stuff that goes along with being a major league player?
I love it. You know, I live right downtown, and the cool thing is always seeing everybody in Orioles gear and Ravens gear, and you can tell the city has a lot of pride in their sports teams. So, you know, now it's our turn to, you know, give back to the fans and hopefully put a winning product out on the field, because, you know, the city has our back, and we know that. So now it's our job to go out and just win.
Certainly it's a team game, and you want to get those W's, start stacking wins, as John Harbaugh likes to say. But what are your personal goals for the next 6-7 weeks of the season?
6-7 weeks? I would say, you know, just gelling as a team. We this last road trip was really good for us to see, you know, what we have as a team. I've always said since the beginning of the year that we have a really good team. It's just a matter of putting everything together, all three aspects of the game. And, you know, moving into next year, we want to have those good moments so we can carry it on into the off season, into our off season training and next spring training. But as of right now, you know, we're trying to feel each other as a team and play the best baseball we can and just put a winning product on the field.
Orioles shortstop Richie Martin joining us. Richie, we appreciate your time. Wade Miley's pitching tonight, so probably see you in the lineup as the Orioles and Astros start a 3-game set. Richie, we appreciate it. Enjoy the series tonight and throughout the next few weeks. And good luck to you and the Orioles, certainly.
Will do. Thank you for having me.
You got it. Richie Martin, Orioles shortstop. Thank you. Here on 105.7, the Fan, Birds and Astros.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.